an extra public holiday this year on Friday, March the 18th, and from next year on the first Monday in February to mark St. Bridget's Day. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, said this will be the first Irish public holiday named after a woman. It marks the halfway point between the winter solstice and the equinox, the beginning of spring and the Celtic New Year. Our reporter Cillian Sherlock has been busy. He's been out on the streets of Dublin this morning to ask people this time what they know about St. Bridget.
Oh, well, it has to be the St. Bridget's cross and weaving the grass every year at school. What St. Bridget did, I'm sure.
St. Bridget's cross? That's about all I know. No, I don't know much about St. Bridget.
But are you happy to have the bank holiday from next year?
I'll always take it. But I think maybe the summer months might have been a nicer time to maybe have it, but we'll take it.
You celebrate on the 1st of February, and it's just the story goes that she was offered, she went to someone to ask for land, request land for a church. She said, I'll just throw my cloak over the land, or whatever land that covers I'll take. So it turned out her cloak was magical, and she threw it over acres, and she took a large piece of land in Kildare, I think, where the land is good. I think that's the story it goes, and she built her church there, and that's the story I know.
She's second patron saint of Ireland, and she built a monastery in Kildare. And she was very good to the poor.
And do you think it's a good idea that we have a bank holiday?
Nice, yeah. Good for Ireland.
That's People in Dublin this morning with our reporter Cillian Sherlock. Fiona Byrne is with us. She's curator of history for Irish folk life based at the Ulster Folk Museum. Fiona, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning.
So, who was St. Bridget?
Who was St. Bridget? Well, St. Bridget was the Lady St. Bridget we're going to talk about. She was born in the mid-fifth century in Fochard there in Dundalk, and she was the daughter of a slave, but it was said that her mother was actually baptised by St. Patrick himself and became a Christian. So St. Bridget is very much associated with, she was named after the pagan goddess Bridget, and it seems that she shared a lot of characteristics with this goddess. And the goddess Bridget, her festival, her feast day, you know, was the first day of spring, in Bollock, as it was called in the Celtic pagan calendar. And St. Bridget now has been associated with this Celtic goddess Bridget, and the two of them, their identity has become sometimes intermixed. Are we celebrating the St. Bridget or the goddess Bridget? But I think that really we're celebrating both. The 1st of February marks the first day of spring in Bollock, and that was a very exciting time in the Irish calendar. It was the first day of spring after the dark winter months. It was a time of birth and growth, and St. Bridget is associated as the patron saint of fertility, of dairy, yes, spring, newborns, new mothers, nursing mothers, all associated with that. So she was a very charitable woman, and as somebody said there on the streets of Dublin, she's associated that with the monastery in Kildare, and that was certainly her most well-established one. And
so was the day, as you, I mean, not unlike with a lot of Christian festivals, including Christmas, was the day, the marking of the beginning of the spring, celebrated before Christianity?
It was. The festival in Bollock was celebrated along with Lunasa and Samhain and the other sort of, like, the four seasons really of the pagan calendar. But spring, it got the 1st of February. It is associated, as I said, with the goddess Bridget, but also it is believed that St. Bridget died on the 1st of February as well, and possibly even born on that day. So it was normal for early Christian saints, yes, to be associated with early pagan gods and goddesses, as it helped people as they transitioned into Christianity to have their saints associated with their own goddess and gods. So and this idea of Bridget having all these characteristics similar to Bridget very much helped, and she became famous in her own right as well, not just sharing a name with a Celtic goddess.
That name that you mentioned there, Imbolc, does that come from the Irish word in the belly or in the stomach?
Yes,
why is that word used?
Well, I suppose really it's Gaelic for womb, but yes, technically in the belly, womb. It's just marking the first day of spring and lambs being born and just a time of rebirth. And so that, okay, the name is held on there, that's Celtic tradition. And our St. Bridget, the nun that was born in the 5th century in Fochard, Dundalk, has been associated with this Celtic goddess. So really we're celebrating two, okay, amazing women on this now new bank holiday, which is amazing.
Fiona, thanks for talking to us. Little bit out of time. I'm sure that we're going to come back to this plenty between now and that public holiday this time next, or in February next year. Fiona Byrne, Curator of History for Irish Folk Life at the Ulster Folk Museum.